Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Thank you for listening in to my podcast this morning with me, Melanie Daniels. Today we will be speaking about angels, ascended masters, and guides. We all have angels around us. Okay, I apologize for that. I lost signal. Don't know where I left off, so I'll start over again. Good morning, and thank you for joining in on this live podcast with me, Melanie Daniels. Today, we will be speaking about angels, archangels, ascended masters, and guides. You don't have to be a medium, a psychic, clairvoyant, anything with a title to be able to connect with spirit or feel the presence of an angel around you. Angels are pure light beings. They are here to assist in communication. They are direct messengers from God. They love us unconditionally. They are here to support us, help guide us down the right path in our life. Angels can be people from our human lives that's crossed over and chose to take on the role of being a guardian angel to us or our family members or a friend. I know that I have a friend from my childhood who passed, and she is now taking on the role of being a guardian angel to one of my children. If anyone wants to call in and join in on the conversation or has any questions, the number to call in is area code 516-418. 5416. I'm going to take this call now. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you. Do you have anything you'd like to add to the conversation or any questions you may have about angels, ascended masters, or guides?
A while back, I'm not sure if it's my guide or it's my guardian angel, but I've dreamed three times about the same lady in my dream, and she had white hair. And and then when she presented herself, she made sure I dream of her on a purple couch. But when she speaks to me, I can't hear her. And I'm wondering, how can I get to hear her? Like, I see her lips moving, but I can't hear her. And then I saw her on a train with some keys, but the old-fashioned keys, those big, giant keys. And
right.
And I did hear her that time. She just told me everything's going to be all right. But I don't know what she was talking about, just life in general. And then I seen her another time, and it's just, I'm like, is she my guide or my guardian angel? And the last time she came in my dream, she had this big ring, and it was a ruby. So I thought to myself, mm-hmm. Is her name Ruby?
It sounds to me like you are connecting with one of your guides. Her name possibly might be Ruby. They're not really concerned about a name as much as trying to convey messages to you for your highest good. Might be able to connect better with her through meditation. They have a lot of guided meditations available to you on YouTube that might be able to help you open up more communication as far as language. You can hear her or mentally get information from her. There could be some significance with the ruby as far as that might be a stone or a crystal that she's advising you to carry with you to help you with protection or help you possibly with something associated with your chakras. Your root chakra is red. It could be a block that you have. It could be a multitude of things that she's trying to convey to you. I would suggest, do you practice meditation regularly?
Not regularly, but I do practice it here and there. It's kind of difficult for me to get into it. You know what I mean? I don't know why. I get into more writing. I guess I can meditate in writing, if that makes any sense.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I would suggest still practicing the meditation.
Okay.
Also, I would keep a dream journal. And every day when you wake up, anything that you remember, even if you wake up at 2:30 in the morning, write down what you remember from your dreams and keep track of it, because that in itself might be where the message is going to come. Or even if you have a little voice recorder that you can download the app on your phone, so that way you have something readily available to you to just quickly keep track of what's coming through in your dreams. A lot of information comes to me through dreams. That's when I don't have a lot going on in my mind. You know, first and foremost, I'm a wife, a mother, so I have a lot going on in my day-to-day life. But in my spiritual life, I have found recently that a lot of communication from my guides, from spirit, comes to me in my dreams, in my sleep state. That's whenever my mind is clear. Exactly.
Right.
I would just say keep track of everything that's coming through. It's going to mean something to you. It's just for you to figure out what that is.
Okay.
I actually feel like, you know, if you're possibly going through some type of stressful situation, maybe she is suggesting, because I always tell everybody to do meditation. Maybe you could try a guided meditation to open your chakras, because my spirit is leading me to tell you about the chakras. When you said ruby, the first thing that stood out to me in my mind was the red, which is associated with the root chakra. And you might have a block there that she's trying to help you work through.
Okay, that sounds good. But you know, I have a lot of different crystals, and I have a lot of stones, you know, like diamonds and little stones. But the only one I don't own is a ruby. So I'm like, okay,
there
maybe
you
I'll
go.
Get myself one. Can I tell you one little thing? If
sure.
That's okay. Like maybe 2 months ago, I rarely, I go outside all the time, but, you know, rarely, like, at 9 o'clock at night, I don't know what made me have an urge to go outside in my back porch. And so I opened up the door, and I'm standing there, and I feel eyes on me. You know, like, I don't know if you can sense when somebody's staring at you, if you've ever felt that feeling.
Yes.
And
yes.
So I start looking around, and I don't see anybody. So, I don't know what made me look up, and I looked up in my tree, and there's three owls in there, three white owls, and they're looking. They were all looking at me. It was odd because I go, it's strange how they all three of them would be looking at me at the same time, exactly at the same time I looked up.
That
and
is
definitely
a sign from spirit. The owl might actually be your animal totem. Totem animal, spirit animal. The number three is in angel numbers is representative of your angels, your guides. Spirit is around you, supporting you. Are you trying to open up more to your spiritual path in this life? Are you trying to open up more to communicate with spirit? Is that something that you're doing right now?
Yes, and manifesting. And you know what else is that? I was going to go pick up my daughter because she volunteers at a hospital. She's just in high school right now. And I was on my way, and it was probably like, I'd say about 7:30, between 7:30 and 8 o'clock at night. And I'm coming around this mountain, and three javelinas go in front of me. And I had to stop so they could cross, you know. And it's just like the number three. And then and every time I look at the clock, I see 1, 1, 1. So I just make wishes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's just the signs pointing directly towards you are fully supported in the path that you're choosing to take. The angels are around you, helping you, guiding you. And these dreams are just going to help you further and opening yourself up and helping you with the goal that you're looking to achieve as far as opening up to spirit and spirit communications. One little thing I'd like to share with you is that I believe that you already are connecting with spirit. I feel like possibly you might be doubtful, but you need to know this. You will hear spirit in your own voice. So you may think that you are having a little conversation with yourself in your mind, possibly. And you're questioning, is this my thoughts? Is this me having a conversation with myself? Or is this something else? It's the something else. That's where the meditation is going to help you. That's what you're going to need to really hone in and master, that meditation. Because when you can clear out those doubtful thoughts, that's whenever spirit can fill your mind with their communication, their messages, and you will know that it's from spirit. The more you trust what you're getting, the more spirit knows that they can communicate more because you're going to listen. Does that make sense to you?
That makes 100% sense. You are right on it. Because I have been doing that already, and I am having doubts. I'm like, I mean, I know I'm not crazy, but in my own mind, I'm like, am I crazy? Is that real? You know what I mean? Like, and then I get a lot of information, and then I'm like,
we all go through
like,
that.
Wow.
Everybody goes through that. Even I know several people who are wonderful, wonderfully gifted mediums who at different points in time, even myself, question what we get because you just have so much going on in your mind. You have so much going on in your day-to-day life that it's just the coming back to your place, center yourself, come back to that place where you can clear your mind. And that's where meditation really is going to help you. Even if you do it while you're in the tub, take a hot bath, light some candles, sit in there, put a sign on the door, tell the kids, no, don't bother mom. You know, this is my time to do what I need to do. But your guides are very willing to work with you. And in meditation, you can even set up signals with your guides so that you know exactly who you're connecting with. I have one guide specifically. It's a red-haired lady. I've spoke about her with different people for over a year now. And the way I know that it's her is through a certain touch. She's the only one allowed to touch me. And through this certain touch, I know it's her. So you can set that up with your spirit guides. You can do all kinds of things. Once you connect with them, the sky's the limit.
I love your voice. It's so soothing.
Oh, God. Thank you.
I love it. And you know what? When you said red hair, my sister has red hair. So I was like, oh, I don't know. It's just weird. I just feel a connection with you. I don't know why, but I do.
Well, thank you.
When I heard your voice, I was like, oh, I have to talk to her. I hope she picks up the phone. And do spirit guides come? Are mine female or male? I see her as a female.
I would suggest doing a guided meditation to meet your guides. There is one guided meditation that I recommend to a lot of people. It's on YouTube. It's from a lady named Phoenix Patton. And you can look her up. And she has a specific guided meditation to help with meeting your guides. And it's the one that helped me. You could have more than one, or you could just have one at a time that choose to come forward and work with you that is going to completely be revealed to you. It is truly an amazing thing. It really is. I was going to tell you something. Anyway, if you want, you can connect with me on Facebook. Look me up on Facebook and message me through my page, and I can help you with opening up and connecting with spirit, if you're open to that.
I am. I'm ready. I've been a little nervous about it in the past because this has been happening over years where I'm I'd hear voices or I'd know things, and then I'd tell my husband and he would say, "How do you know?" And then that day something would happen and he goes, "How did you know?" And I'm like, I go, right. "I don't know. I could hear something." And then he's like, "Okay," you know, but he believes me.
I can relate, you know, and the more that you open up, if your husband is at all curious or open to it as well, as far as he's seeing it, so he's believing it, he might actually be open to doing the meditations with you. My husband has opened up so much in the past year that I was actually doing a reading for a couple here in my living room, and he sat in on the reading, and out of nowhere he interrupted and he said, "This is crazy, but I can picture her father that you're saying is coming through in spirit." And so we asked him to describe what he was seeing, and he described this man to a T, down to the brand of cigarette that the man smoked in life.
Oh, wow.
So you met your husband for a reason. You are together for a reason. I'm not saying that he's going to just one day wake up and be a full-blown medium and be able to communicate with spirit, but the more open he is to it and the more positive he is about you and your path, the easier it is. But if you'll look me up on Facebook, I'm under Psychic Medium Melanie. Message me through there, and I can help you.
All right, that sounds good. Just when you said your name, Melanie, I'm like, oh, it's you're just so soothing. You're very soothing
to
me. You are.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I just love that accent. Are you like from, where are you from? Like,
Texas.
Where do you get your accent?
Texas.
Yes. I have a friend from Houston, and I'm like, gosh, I love that accent.
Oh, yeah, that's right by me.
Love it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Arizona. From Tucson?
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
It's nice
well,
weather.
If you have, I bet it is. It's supposed to, you know. Well, if you will find me on Facebook and message me through there, I can get with you today and send you some things through Messenger that I think you will really benefit from. And if you don't have any more questions, I'll go ahead and let you go. But do you have anything else you'd like to ask?
Just one more little thing. My son,
sure.
he's going to the airlines, and I'm just wondering, he'll be traveling all over, what angel I can pray to be with him. I was thinking Archangel Metatron.
Oh, yes. Metatron is amazing. Really and truly, they have certain things that they say you pray to each angel for. I'm going to say that what I do is whatever one comes to mind first, that's who you pray to. That's who you ask to assist in whatever it is that you need assistance with. My go-to is Archangel Michael. That's who I work with.
Yeah.
You know, but really, the fact that you had Metatron come to mind, that's who I'm going to suggest that that's who you're going to communicate with. That's who you're going to have help you and help your son. And I do feel like you already communicate with this angel.
Well, I've been communicating with him because, you know,
do you pray to a certain saint?
Do I pray to a certain saint? No, but I really don't. But I do have Saint Jude in my home. I have a little tiny statue that somebody gave me, and I put him by the door. I don't know why, but I put him right by the door. But I really don't pray to him on a daily basis. I always try to pray to God first, and then ask him if I can use his angels. But
yes, that's.
As far as a saint, but I really haven't. Not that I could think of right now, so I don't think so.
I didn't mean as far as like pray to him, but I do feel like you are aided by a saint. I feel like you have a lot of spiritual, a spiritual team around you assisting you. I think you are very much protected. I feel like you are guided by the angels in every aspect of your life, including your children. So you have nothing to worry about. They are going to be very successful adults.
Great. I've tried to teach them to be real, and I've tried, you know what, I've always tried to teach all my children common sense. I don't know what's happened to that, but I've noticed, I don't know. I'm like, what happened to common sense? People aren't learning that or using it.
Right.
And I'm amazed.
It's just the world we're in today. All right. Well, it was so nice speaking with you, and I look forward to messaging with you on Facebook. So look me up and send me a little message, and I will speak with you again later this evening through Facebook, if that's all right.
That is fine. Well, I thank you for all your information and you sharing the wisdom that you have with me, and you have a blessed day.
Oh, you're
and,
very welcome.
I love your voice. Okay. All right.
Thank you. You have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Again, yes, call number is 416. If anyone would like to call in with any questions or anything, we're talking about angels, ascended masters, and guides today. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Do you have a question or a comment regarding the angels?
I have a question regarding my angels. You know, I get messages from their angel numbers, you know, and I'm just trying to see why I come, you know, I'm here on Valentine's Day, I'm alone, and I also want to ask about my career, what's going on?
Well, it could just be some blocks that you have. I'll bring up again. Do you do meditation at all?
Yeah.
You do? Are you constantly trying to always bring everything to a positive?
Yeah.
Even in the worst situation, there's something to learn from everything. And possibly the place that you're in right now in your life, and possibly in your spiritual path, you might need to be alone at this moment in time. God's time is the only time. And He has someone for everyone. I truly believe that. And as long as you stay close with God and continually stay positive and just envision manifest what you would like in your life. Envision that beautiful woman, you know, coming into your life, bringing in some more positivity, and not someone that you would necessarily need to help, but someone who could be on your level, that can be a good companion for you. And believe it or not, it will happen sooner than you think.
Okay. Yeah, because the thing is, everything that you said, that's what I do. You know, I wrote it down. I prayed about it, and I get angel messages,
right?
That saying that I get messages that like with the relationship coming up. But you know,
right?
I'm not seeing it yet. Yeah. So
you just have to be open, right? You just have to be open and keep your eyes peeled for the signs. You know, you can even ask your spirit guides to give you or show you a sign to look for as far as this woman or this person that you're asking, you know, God to send you. And it could be something as simple as a color. It could be something as far as just the characteristics, something for you to be looking for. Also,
okay.
Do you get out of your house? You're not going to meet the
yeah.
love of your life if you're at home.
No, I do. I do go out, and the people are attracted to me, but I just don't settle. You know what I mean? I just know if
right.
you know what I'm looking for. I just don't. You know, in the past I used to do that, and it never worked out. So I've learned my lesson.
Right.
That, when people find you attractive, when you feel like you're on a new level, don't waste your time, which is what I do. So I have no problem attracting people walking down the street, but just I have. Trouble finding what I'm looking for, and I just don't want to settle. And I get messages from the angels saying that it's going to happen in the right divine timing, but what is that right divine timing? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I would just say keep your eyes peeled and constantly look for the signs.
Okay.
And it will happen. It will happen when the time is right. It'll happen in God's
okay.
time. I will say thank you for the call because I'm getting a message that the show's fixing to end. But thank you so much for calling in, sir. Happy Valentine's Day to you, and you have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Well, the show's coming to an end. Thank you all so much for the ones who called in, and thank you so much for everyone who's listened and for the ones who will listen later on. I truly appreciate all of the support and feedback. I wish you all a very happy Valentine's Day. Much love to you, and God bless.